LGBT groups demand Target denounce anti-LGBTQ plus extremism. By Elaine Mallon on June 6, 2023. More than 200 LGBT groups are calling on Target to restock its Pride collection and speak out against anti-LGBTQ plus extremism. The Human Rights Campaign, along with GLAAD, GLSEN, and other groups, released a call to action for Target after the retailer began scaling back its Pride collection due to public backlash over some of its more controversial items, such as tuck-friendly swimsuits. The June 5 statement read, "At this moment, it's critical that Target champions equity and inclusion as it has for over a decade. Target consistently tops the list for brands that show genuine, authentic support of the LGBTQ+ community through outreach and policies. Target received recognition for outstanding commitment today from the Executive Leadership Council in 2022. It's time to prove the recognition was earned." The LGBT groups also called on Target to make a public statement within the next 24 hours affirming its support for the LGBT community. Target has only made one public statement regarding the controversy, and that was before the release of the LGBT Coalition's letter. Target's May 24 statement read, "For more than a decade, Target has offered an assortment of products aimed at celebrating Pride Month. Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. Our focus now is on moving forward with our continuing commitment to the LGBTQIA+ community and standing with them as we celebrate Pride Month and throughout the year." Target's partnership with a Satan-loving designer and its Pride merchandise marketed to children has cost the retail giant over $13 billion in market value, Breitbart reported. Conservative rapper Forjado Blow wrote a song titled Boycott Target that reached the number one spot on iTunes. Blow's lyrics affirm the concerns of many consumers that the retail giant and LGBT community is targeting your kids. American conservatives are once again showing who has the real buying power. It's not the woke mob, they only bully and riot. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, at Rep. MTG, May 26, 2023. Stephen Miller of America First Legal, proud to represent American shareholders financially harmed by Target's descent into gender extremism and child exploitation, is calling on Target to release its corporate books and records in the wake of the Pride Collection controversy, the Daily Mail reported. "For Target to voluntarily and aggressively associate itself with this movement is an act of sabotage against Target shareholders and a destroyer of value, including for countless Americans for whom shares of Target are part of the pension funds, mutual funds and retirement accounts on which they depend," Miller said.